This is program number LW2519. Well, have you ever known a Mr. Know-It-All? Every neighborhood has one. Hi, this is Larry West. One day, the village blacksmith had just finished hammering out a horseshoe right there on his anvil, and instead of putting it in some water to cool it off, he just laid it on an iron table over there. Well, in walked Mr. Know-It-All, looking for someone who would listen to his latest great accomplishments, and as he was just about to speak up and talk about himself, he reached down and picked up that horseshoe. But quicker than a blink, he instantly threw it across the shop and began blowing on his fingers. "Kinda hot, isn't it, son?" the blacksmith asked. Shocked, the young Braxter said, "Nope." He said, "It just doesn't take me long to look at a horseshoe." You know, nothing is as hard to do gracefully as getting down off your high horse, right? That fellow reminds me of what one celebrity confessed. He said, "I used to be terribly conceited, but my psychoanalyst straightened me out. Now I'm one of the nicest guys around." Yeah, you know it. I heard a fellow say recently, when talking about another, that he wished that he could buy that fellow at the price the man was really worth, and then sell him at the price the man thought he was worth. You know, once Miss Frances Keller of the Women's Municipal League of New York was talking to a fellow at a dinner party. In the course of their conversation, the man said, "You know, women are vainer than men." Well, when she got up to speak in her after-dinner address, she mentioned it. She said, "Of course, I admit that women are vain and men are not." She said, "There are 1,000 proofs that this is so. Why, the necktie of the handsomest man in the room is even now up the back of his collar." At that precise moment, the 6 men present in the room, every one of them, put his hand gently behind his neck. You know, I think it's something that we all have in common, to varying degrees, of course, but pride, vanity, well, it's like ring around the collar. It's the curse that seems to always show up. I like what John Ruskin said one time, though. I think he laid his finger right on the heart of the problem when he said, "I have been more and more convinced, the more I think of it, that in general, pride is at the bottom of all great mistakes." He said, "All the other passions do occasional good, but whenever pride puts in its word, everything goes wrong." Think about this. Sometime when you're feeling important, sometime when your ego is in bloom, sometime when you take it for granted you're the best qualified in the room, sometime when you feel that your going would leave an unfillable hole, just follow these simple instructions and see how it humbles your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water. Put your hand in it way up there far. Pull it out, and the hole that's remaining is exactly how irreplaceable you are. You may splash all you please when you enter. You can stir up the water galore. But stop, and you'll find in a minute that it looks quite the same as before. The moral in this quaint example is do the best that you possibly can, but be humble, not proud. And remember, there is no indispensable man. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. C.S. Lewis once said, "A proud man is always looking down on things and people." And of course, as long as you're looking down, you can't see something that's above you. There is a God up there looking down on our conceit, and the striking thing about it all is when a man realizes that God is, it is a humbling experience. You know, the Bible says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." In other words, it's the most ungraceful way that a man is forced to get down off his high horse. I've written a pamphlet called, "What Controls Your Life?" Pride controls a lot of people's lives. People who will never admit it. What controls yours? If you're interested, it just might be a great help to you in getting your priorities in order. Write me for this pamphlet. It is free. "What Controls Your Life?" That's the name of it. Write me for it. "What Controls Your Life?" Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.